In a manner of speaking, I want to consider the issue of role models tonight. I remember a number of years ago, some famous overpaid, yes, I said that, it's probably getting taped, that's cool, overpaid basketball player got involved in some immoral things or whatever, and he said, well, I'm not a role model, I don't want to be a role model. That's kind of the rub, because we want role models. We expect role models. We assume there's going to be role models, and yet we tend not to want to be the role model. And I recently, in an article that I only skimmed, because after about 10 seconds I get enough of the political stuff, but just talking about the role model, which of the two candidates will be the better role model in the White House, and that's enough to send me over the edge, so, but it's always an issue. And what we're talking about, when we're talking about role models, is someone being an example. We want role models. We want people to be an example to look up to and to honor and aspire to. And rightly so, and even biblically so. Even though there is a danger, there is an extreme to turn every passage in Scripture that has a person in it into a be-like sermon or a be-like message. Be like Joseph. Be like Moses. Be like David. There's a danger to go there and only go there. But we can't, as the proverbial saying goes, throw the baby out with the bathwater. They are there as examples. We are to have examples. Role models. And as Christians, each and every one of us is to be a role model. I'm only going to look at 1 Thessalonians tonight, but I could take you through a number of New Testament passages where certain people from the Old Testament are used as examples of bad examples. Don't be like. Jesus himself said, remember Lot's wife. Negative example, if you will. 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Negative example. This happened for our instruction to warn us. But there's also a plethora, many examples in the New Testament where there are human examples that are held up. And clear indication that we are to be examples. So I'm just going to take you to one, though, actually. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. I'm going to read the first 10 verses, but we're going to focus in on 5, 6, and 7. This is Paul, Silvanus, and Timothy to the church of the Thessalonians in God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace to you and peace. We give thanks to God always for all of you, constantly mentioning you in our prayers, remembering before our God and Father your work of faith and labor of love and steadfastness of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. For we know, brothers, loved by God, that He has chosen you, because our gospel came to you not only in word, but also in power, in the Holy Spirit, and with full conviction. You know what kind of men we proved to be among you for your sake. And you became imitators of us and of the Lord. For you received the word in much affliction with the joy of the Holy Spirit, so that you became an example to all believers in Macedonia and Achaia. For not only has the word of the Lord sounded forth from you in Macedonia and Achaia, but your faith in God has gone forth everywhere, so that we need not say anything. For they themselves report concerning us what kind of reception we had among you, and how you turned from, to God from idols to serve the living and true God and to wait for His Son from heaven, whom He raised from the dead, Jesus, who delivers us from the wrath to come. Now, I only want to focus on the issue of role models or examples that appears here. It appears later in Thessalonians. Paul tells Timothy to be an example. Peter tells the elders to be an example. But look what it says here. Verse 5, he says, "You know what kind of men we proved to be among you for your sake." In other words, using our language, sort of, current, contemporary language, "You know what kind of role models we were, what examples we were," referring to himself and Timothy, Silvanus also probably. And then he says, verse 6, "And you became imitators of us." So clearly he's saying that he and Timothy and Silas or Silvanus were among them, and they were indeed role models. They were examples to be imitated, and the Thessalonians did just that. They became imitators of Paul and Timothy and Silvanus and of the Lord. And that's just it. We are to have, it is biblical to have, it is biblical to look at those in Scripture as examples. And the ultimate example, however, is the Lord. So they're an example in that they are like the Lord. I did something this morning with this morning's message that I haven't done and probably wouldn't have done any time recently. But because of some studies I've been doing and thinking about this, realized that's why there's so much ink spilled over Stephen in the book of Acts. Because he's an example. He's an example to spur us on to boldness. And here Paul, there's no beef about it for Paul. No qualms, no problem. He's like, "You know what kind of examples we were when we were among you. And you went ahead and you copied our example and the Lord. And then you yourselves became an example," he says in verse 7, "to all the believers in Macedonia and Achaia and even beyond." Even beyond. So, point simply being is, first of all, that we are to have human examples. Positive human examples. Positive Christian or children of faith. Because if you were looking in the Old Testament, we wouldn't want to call them Christian, but they are of faith, right? But we are to have Christian examples, both in the Scripture and live and in the flesh. But they are only an example in that they are imitating Christ. He is the ultimate example. And of course, He is the very reason for imitating. "You became imitators of us," he says in verse 6. The only reason Paul and Timothy and Silas were worth imitating is because of Christ. Paul, Timothy, and Silas weren't examples in order to become Christians. The Thessalonians didn't copy them in order to become Christians. They lived the way they lived because they were Christians. Because they were in Christ. He is the very reason, the very basis for being able to be an example. And He is also the ultimate example. He is both the base and the baseline. If you understand that terminology. Baseline is, that's what you're aiming at. And base is from where you start from the reason, the why it's even possible, the foundation. He is both the base and the baseline. And yet, we are to have current, living examples of Christ in other Christians. I'm not going to flip to all these passages. Paul tells Timothy, set yourself as an example in all things. And again, Peter, as I mentioned a moment ago, Peter tells the elders to be examples to the flock. It doesn't stop. It doesn't stop with leadership. The Thessalonians, to the church of the Thessalonians and God the Father and Lord Jesus Christ, "You became imitators of us and the Lord, for you received the word in much affliction with joy of the Holy Spirit, so that you became an example to all the believers in Macedonia and Achaia." Every single one of us who's a Christian is to be an example. Not that we're going to be perfect, only Jesus was perfect, but we are to be living out Christ, and in so doing, be an example. First to believers, and then to everyone. And more so, every day. If you remember the little illustration 15 minutes ago when I started, that basketball player says, I'm not a role model. I don't want to be a role model. He's being honest. And if we're being honest, we don't necessarily want to be role models either. We don't really want to be examples either. We don't want to have a situation where we say, well, look at my life and copy me. Why not? Why not? Everyone know what the word Christian means? Little Christian, followers of Christ, disciple. That's exactly what we're supposed to be. It's just slightly different terminology. This morning, talking about looking to Christ and living Christ day in and day out. I'll give you a little secret. I'm saying the same thing, because Scripture says the same thing, just in a different way. If you are a Christian, you are to have human examples. You are to look at examples in Scripture and be spurred on and warned by them and encouraged by them. You're to have human living examples among you, and you too are to be an example. There is every reason you should be able to say, and more so, every year, every month, to others, those younger in the faith, follow my example. Imitate me where I am imitating Christ. And never losing sight of the fact that He is both the base and the baseline. Follow me, imitate me in that I am following Christ and I am like Christ because of Christ and what He has already done. A little conversation earlier, someone asked someone why you love Jesus. Their very biblical and right answer was, because He first loved me. And that's exactly right. It's only when we lose sight of Jesus that He is not only the baseline, that He is not only the example, but He is the very basis from which we are to operate and to live like Him. When we lose sight of that, then it becomes moralism or legalism. But there's that other error too, where you only talk about Jesus or you're only focused on Jesus and what He did, and you don't think for a minute that you should be an example. That's wrong also. Both are there in Scripture. What Jesus has accomplished, if you believe, you are saved. Now you're a Christian, what's true about you in Christ, and now here's what you are to go and do. And when you do, and when you work, and when you toil, and when you labor, you say, not I, but the grace of God in me. And yes, imitate me where I have lived Christ. If we're honest like that basketball player, we actually don't want to be role models. We don't want him. We don't want him. We don't want him with a little Jiminy Cricket on our shoulder or anyone else. We don't want a hovering thing. What's it called again? With the camera, the hovering thing. Drone! We don't want a drone. One showed up at the beach last Sunday night. We're sitting there, or was it Monday? I can't remember. And all of a sudden, there's this drone going off the beach. And it's coming. You're like, wondering, how good is that camera? Is it like watching me eat right now? I mean, we don't want some silent drone hovering in our life, seeing everything we do and say. Why not? Do we have something to hide? We should be okay with that. We should actually strive for that. To be an example. Not that others will look at us and go, oh, good job, I want to be like you. I want to be like you in that you are like Jesus. I see in you a work of grace. A work in progress, but a work of grace. Don't shy away from the biblical example terminology. Don't shy away from looking to examples. But don't lose sight of Christ as the base and the baseline. And also don't lose sight of the fact that if you're in Him, you are to be an example. Join me in prayer. Father, I don't want to be. I don't want to be a role model. Sometimes a lot of times. Or I want, as someone once said, is there a holiday from holiness? The answer is no. And if we are looking to you, if I am looking to you, we would actually not even want that for ourselves. There's so many aspects, Lord God, to being an example. The biggest, I think, is that it requires great humility in admitting where I'm wrong, where we're wrong. And that is the very heart of sin, pride. Father, merciful and gracious Father, work in me. Work in us. Inspire, encourage, spur us on through the biblical examples, through the examples among us, through us to one another, in that we reflect Christ, to live lives that are more pleasing to you, and to live lives that are an example. May we be Spirit-filled role models by your grace, because of your love for us, your first loving us. That you would get the glory, honor, Jesus would be exalted, that we would be spared the heartaches of sin in this life, and direct others away from the heartaches of sin. Our culture has quickly, very quickly in the past year or 2 years, embraced what is absolutely contrary to your will, to your ways, to who you are, Father. And it is so easy to be like our culture, like those around us, and not even know it. And to not want to stand out, to not want to rock the boat. Father, give us boldness, conviction. Lavish your loving kindness upon us through your Holy Spirit. Examples to one another and to a watching world. Examples of Christ